Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail IME on Craig, C-R-A-I-G, Mathis, M-A-T-H-I-S. Craig Mathis is a 48-year-old male who reports he injured his right knee at work on 1/31/22. But on that occasion, he slipped on ice in a parking lot at work and his right leg folded underneath him. Period, he did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period, further evaluation led to a diagnosis of a torn meniscus, repaired surgically on 5/10/22. Period, has completed his course of active treatment with physical therapy through July of 2022. Period. In paragraph, as per the treatment record supplied, Mr. Mathis was seen at AtlantiCare Occupational Health on 3/15/22. Period. He stated he was cleaning snow off of his work vehicle and there was snow and ice on the ground. Period, he slipped and his right leg suffered a valgus strain and then bent underneath him. And then he fell onto the right knee. Period, since then he had persistent right knee medial pain with clicking and sharp pains. Period, he has lower back pain, which had returned to his pre-injury baseline status and without any radicular symptoms into the extremities. Period, his low back pain was due to herniated nucleus pulposi. Period, he was using a knee brace and scheduled for an MRI on 3/10/22. Period, his more contemporaneous course of treatment was not described except for the fact he completed physical therapy on 3/7/22. Period. Actually, instead of the visit being 3/15/22, it is 3/8/22. His diagnoses were right knee sprain, contusion of the right knee, and lumbar strain. Period. X-rays of the right knee were read as unremarkable. Period. He did undergo an MRI of the knee on 3/10/22. Period. Insert those results here. Period. New paragraph. He then came into the orthopedic care of Dr. Dwyer on 4/25/22. Period. He ascertained a further history of sleep apnea. Period. He denied previous injury to the knee. Period. Dr. Dwyer diagnosed him with right knee pain and complex tear of the medial meniscus, for which the plan was to pursue arthroscopic surgery. Period. Surgery was done on 5/10/22 to be inserted here. Period. The petitioner followed up post-operatively on 5/23/22. Period. He had minor pain when weight-bearing. Period. He then was referred for a course of physical therapy. Period. He required no additional pain medications. Period. He was cleared to return to sedentary duty on 5/30/22. Period. Physical therapy was rendered on the dates described. Period. Dr. Dwyer followed his progress through 8/29/22. Period. He stated his knee was feeling, quote, okay, but a lot better than before surgery. Period. End quote. He was working full duty. Period. Exam found no tenderness to the joint lines of the right knee. Period. Motion was full from 0 to 140 degrees. Period. Excellent muscle tone and no instability. Period. He was deemed to have an excellent surgical result and was cleared to continue working full duty at maximum medical improvement. Period. During his return to work since June, he was climbing poles, P-O-L-E-S, with no issues. Period. Physical exam. General appearance, he states he drove 1 hour to get to the office today. Period. Extremities lower, inspection revealed healed portal scars about the right knee. with minimal swelling along the anteromedial aspect. Period. Motion of both knees was full with crepitus, but no tenderness. Period. On the right, there was an audible clunk heard and palpated. Period. Motion of the hips and ankles was full on all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Normal. And then knees normal, lumbar sacral normal. Impressions on 131-22. Craig Mathis slipped and fell on ice with his leg under him and then landing on the right knee. Period. He was seen at Occupational Health, who treated him conservatively. Period. He had finished physical therapy on 3-7-22. Period. He then underwent a knee MRI on 3-10-22 to be inserted here. Pretty paragraph. He was then seen orthopedically by Dr. Dwyer. Period. Surgery was done on 5-10-22 to be inserted here. Period. He had physical therapy postoperatively and was able to return to work in a full duty capacity. Period. Part of his job tasks included climbing poles. Period. His last visit with Dr. Dwyer was on 8-29-22 when he was deemed to have achieved an excellent surgical result. Period. New paragraph. The current exam found full range of motion of both knees with crepitus bilaterally. Period. There was also an audible and palpable clunk about the right knee with motion. Period. There was minimal swelling about the knee, but no atrophy or effusions. Period. Provocative maneuvers about the knee were unremarkable. Period. He did not require a handheld assistive device or ambulation and was able to squat and rise fluidly. Period. New paragraph. There is 5% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right leg. Period. And we will include the postoperative diagnosis here, which is simply medial meniscal tear of the right knee. Repaired surgically with an excellent clinical and functional result. Period.